In this book, I will talk about the tools, tips, techniques, and ideas to help make you a better and more effective networker. And I can tell you that it has had a huge impact on my life personally and professionally. There are several topics I will be talking about that you may find valuable in order to increase your effectiveness as a networker. Here are just a few of the topics I'll be covering. Goals and objectives. As I travel around the country as a speaker, one of the things that I mention to groups that I talk to is the importance of having goals and objectives. Shockingly, many people I meet do not have specific goals and objectives for their personal or professional lives. Yet the same people would never go on a trip across the United States without having a map or GPS system. So the first area we will cover in this book is to make some determinations about goals and objectives, not just for your life overall, but as they are related to networking. We'll look at why you are networking, what the purpose of networking is, what you are looking to achieve in terms of the results of your networking, and the tools, strategies, and tactics for networking itself. Once you have clarity around the goals and objectives, then it is much easier to put a specific plan into place for being an effective and productive networker. The next item is events. Many people attend events as part of their work, such as trade shows, meetings at the local chamber of commerce, conferences for their industry, training programs, meetings, cocktail receptions, and mixers. Many people I meet at a reception will go around and talk to lots of people. My question is this. Before they went to the reception, if we talked in the car before we went in, could they tell me what their strategy was for business networking? I'm sure most people would give me a puzzled look and ask what I meant by a networking strategy. I believe that if you are going to attend an event, which is clearly a networking event, then you need to have a specific strategy in mind before you enter the room. You need to use the proper techniques and approaches in order to be effective. Many people have walked up to me during a business networking event, talked to me for several minutes, and then handed me their card, even though I had absolutely no interest whatsoever in doing business with them. Their networking was all wrong, so off base and pointless. I will tell you some of the massive mistakes that people make when networking, and I will also share with you the right approaches to get the best results for the investment of your time. There's also talking to people. Every day, if you own a business or work for a business, you engage and have discussions with people either in person or by phone. You will also meet people on planes, trains, and at various business events where you will have the golden opportunity to engage people in conversation. Obviously, a huge, essential part of networking is having meaningful discussions with people, identifying their needs, and connecting with them, both on a professional and a personal level. Think about it. That's really what networking is all about. Making a connection with another human being in such a way that makes them want to connect with you as well, because they like talking to you, and they feel like you have lots of things in common or you can add value to their life somehow. I find lots of people in conversation are more engaged in talking at people than with people, and they are not really focusing on finding the commonality or making the connections. I will share with you some extremely effective techniques for making these connections. Then we'll talk about building your network. In many of my books, I often say, you are the architect of your own life. What you should also think about is the fact that you are the architect of your own network. But let's take that a step further. I don't believe it's actually building a singular network. I believe it is building multiple networks, and they are all connected in the central point. And where is that central point? It's you.